It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to more garbage.
Yo, 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 Sunday Crunch, more garbage podcast. Gang, gang. All right.
Woo.
Crew, Max Quarters. Right. Who else we got?
Oh, damn.
The Traco.
The Traco.
El Traco. El Traco. And Crapitalism, a.k.a. Fubzilla. Yeah. So, as you know, on Sunday Crunch, we got 30 minutes of Max Quarters kicking it with us, doing some Max Facts, Record of the Week, Book of the Week.
Looking
forward. Max Facts.
Yep. And at some point,
Max in action too. So, I'm looking
forward. And at some point, we'll have Reed Speed, El Speedo. I guess that would be El Speedo. Jumping in on the chat.
Is it La Speedo? Speeda.
Well, Speedia. I mean, she can't be El Speedo, right? She'd be La Speedo. La Speeda, right? I don't know. None of that means anything in Spanish, right? So, Max Facts, why don't you kick us off, sir, and let us know what's good out there.
Greyhounds can run up to 44 miles per hour.
What?
Someone's microphone is on mute.
Vandal's
microphone is on mute.
Yes, sometimes I will put my microphone on mute if I'm making noise in the studio. So you don't have to worry about that, Max Facts.
Thank you
very much.
You can keep your dime of information.
You know what, Max Facts? I can also do stuff like that.
Oh, you've been Sun Player.
Yep, and I can just mute you remotely.
It is hot in Greenpoint.
Took the child out the equation. All right, so I thought we were doing Max Facts, so I guess maybe that's not happening today.
Oh, no.
Just kidding.
Oh, there I am.
Yeah. Just remember, I brought you in this world, not take you
out. Oh, shit. You got played. Yeah, right. Got played on live TV. Look at you.
Hey.
Zippy Menages.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get on the facts. Again, greyhounds can run up to 44 miles per hour.
Nice. 44 miles an hour That's
going over the speed limit on city streets.
That's faster than the fastest Olympic runner.
Wow. That's faster than Usain Bolt? Come on.
You know why, though? Four legs, not two.
So if they had two legs, you have to minus at least half that speed.
Some people are faster than dogs.
Not greyhounds,
like I am.
I had a few runs from pit bulls. I can agree to that at some point. That was a joke, guys.
We had this guy. You know, we had a stray dog on the block, a rabid dog.
Oh.
back in the day when I was in elementary school in Forest Hills. And I swear the dog had all of us cornered. Like, we had to hop fences and hide behind stuff. And it was going around. It was trying to bite people. It already bit a couple of people.
Oh, it was just out here? Damn.
And as we were trying to figure out what to do, we saw one of the neighbor kids coming out of the front. Man, it's crazy that I remember this from my second, third grade. He came out of his building all happy. He was carrying his wiffle ball bat and all this stuff. Like, to come out to play right at the apartment building. And we had one of those like areas in the middle of the block, you know, like the concrete playground where you could play like stoop. So he came out. All of a sudden, the dog was just on him. And this other dude that lived in my building, he just sprung into action, ran over there, got the dog's attention away, trying to get it away from him, like up around, jumping over stuff. And then as he was trying to jet into his building, boom, he got him on the leg too, and ultimately let go, and he dipped inside. But, yo, This was a traumatic experience.
We get to a simple dog that didn't bite to anyone from.
It was a stray dog.
A dog was also my wish a human would that day.
This is what happened to me from a dog. Not true.
No.
Not true. Not true.
No lie.
Get out of here. Yeah.
So, silly bag. Stray dogs don't live anymore.
Next fact is.
What's the next fact?
Dogs can be trained to drive skateboards and scooters.
Yes. Skateboards and scooters. I thought that I saw something like that on Instagram the other day, too.
Any dogs.
Seen mad dogs on skateboards. That I've seen.
Yeah, a pug. I think it was a pug or something that was on skateboards.
They don't.
There was a pug on Instagram.
They can't kick push, though, because they got short legs. Some of them can.
Kick,
some of push. Them can.
They can coast.
Coast.
Okay. Our next factie is... Super dogs are trained dogs to be a police dog. Super dogs can sniff out drugs, cancer, guns, and bombs.
Explosives. I have a friend that trains dogs to do that, actually.
They can sniff out cancer.
That is wild.
You know, it's funny. So Heather has, I think, a cousin or something, young cousin that was born with diabetes, right? Like I don't know what type. Not the point. Can smell the dog can smell it. She has a dog that smells when her sugar is low. Reed's Bird.
What's up, y'all?
Dogs are amazing.
Wait, should I read my facts again?
I heard your facts.
Oh, stopped in the tracks.
Reed's been tuning in. She's with it.
Stopped in the trickle. Yeah.
So what do you think about my facts, Reed?
You got big facts there. Those are big facts.
He's got big facts, and he cannot lie.
Did you get them from Google?
Oh, I'll get the internet.
Geographic.
Okay. Oh, the official. I got explorers on this.
Subscriber.
Yeah, Max gets. We have Nat Geo, but he also gets the Nat Geo kids.
Nice.
They got a lot of good facts in there, right? Ain't that right, Max Facts?
Fubs, I love your hat.
Thank you.
Where'd you get that from?
It's an old Mishka hat.
Darn it. I'm in the market for that exact hat.
What's get on?
Yeah.
The
facts. Oh, sorry.
Facts
me up. What we got?
What we got?
I think that was the Max
Facts. And you got three. Okay. What's your book of the week, Max? What do we got? What are we reading right now?
Got something from the library.
Fable.
Pull it back a little. Show me the whole thing.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
The tortoise, the boy who cried wolf.
Can you open it up a little, just to the middle or something?
Sure, I'll get to it.
What's in the middle?
Oh damn! Who's the artist?
Picture. Mm-hmm. We got.
Wow.
Something else for all you guys that don't know.
Something with squirrels.
Player. Squirrels, Rumpelstiltskin.
This one is called The Sun in a Wind. The Sun in the Wind trying to convince them who is the best. The wind blew away a scarecrow. The sun melted an ice cap. Then a traveler passed by and they said, "Let's see who can make him take off his coat." So the wind blew and blew and blew until his face was red, and the man just kept pulling his coat tighter because he was cold.
He was cold.
So the sun shone gently around on the man and kept shining on him as the man was getting warm. So he took off his coat. The moral is gentle persuasion. Gentle persuasion is better than force. Sometimes.
That's the hustle right there.
I support that.
That's the hustle.
That's some real adult facts right there.
That's some real gangster shit. So what else are you reading? Is that what else? What do we got? Fables.
That's the book of the week. Okay. And then
books of the week.
Oh, my bad. We're going to redo the contract.
I think the record of the week just went rolling.
The record of the week. Oh, peace. No doubt. We'll get back to you. We got a little turbulence out there in Abu Dhabi.
He was like, we got a And they're rolling.
We got a PA on this. 1 second. Okay. Alfie's back. There he is.
Oh, there he goes.
The camera. All right. Here we go.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just get my facts. Okay. There.
Organization.
Oh, yes. That's a good one. Oh,
look at you.
My favorite side is DJSS.
All right.
The song he made was called Asylum Seekers.
Yeah, Max likes that one.
Yeah, Twisted Individual song was Acid Bath.
So you like both sides, I think, but you like one better.
Yeah.
He likes the SS side better, I'm getting, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you said.
Yep, yep.
Shouts to SS.
Yeah, and what label was that, Max?
What do you mean? Oh, formationrecords.com.
Yeah, very nice.
www.formationrecords.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you want to look it up.
A goodie, an oldie, a newie.
Goodie.
You cannot even listen to this on the internet. It, like, doesn't exist. It's vinyl only. I was like, oh, let me look at that one. I don't remember what that one sounds like, and it's not there. And good luck searching DJ SS Asylum Seekers. It's just like, at the border, there is conflict.
Oh, damn. They're like, what is DJ SS doing about Asylum Seekers?
Yeah.
Oh, is that it? Are you done, dog? Are we a half hour? What happened?
That's not a half hour.
No, the contract is not up yet. We have at least.
So we started at 3:30. So we got Max quarters till 4.
Yeah, we were late because I was late. Sorry, I made you so late.
That's cool. That's cool. So Max, yesterday or Friday was the last day of school, right?
Oh.
Oh yeah. Guess what happened to my arm, dudes? There's a tumor in there called osteochondroma.
Break it down.
Wow.
So, it was a 2.5-hour surgery. The hospital was HSS Hospital for Special Surgery. My doctor's name was Dr. Aaron DeLusky.
Okay. And how did he do? Did he do a good job?
Hell yeah. And he basically...
Hell yeah, the man. DeLusky, you're the man. We fuck with you.
He basically only studies like this part of the arm. He only studied that for 40 years. Do you think that's professional or not?
Yeah, that sounds pretty professional.
I had a guy there fix my leg at hospital special surgery.
Now,
doesn't do
what
anything
do you think,
but talk
Max?
To the ankle.
Max, let me ask you this. What if I saw someone on YouTube that were like, yo, wait... Where did he go?
Bro.
What if I saw someone on YouTube that said, I know that Dr. DeLusky said that, you know, you needed to perform this complicated surgery, remove the tumor, and put in a plate. And he was like, but you don't want that plate in you because you don't know what's going to happen with that metal. I got a better idea for you.
Nope. Do not even say it because... I want to move my arm again. Basically, if I didn't did that, my bone would be sticking out of my elbow.
Okay, so you decided to trust science, not YouTube.
Do not convince me. Goodbye.
Love it. Did your dog eat that record cover?
Yeah, what did happen?
What happened?
Oh, this is not a record cover. That's my ankle.
Oh gosh. Are those the pins in your ankle?
Yep.
Oh my god. Does it cause you problems at the TSA?
Well, I was young enough. I was 17 when I did it. They took them out. Okay, so I had them in for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took them out after
How
I healed.
How old were you?
17.
What happened?
I destroyed myself. On Queens Boulevard, playing in
Boulevard.
So,
playing
in
skating
or what?
More or less. nicely put.
Was
long
it
and short.
Frogger?
No, it was there. Was there were rollerblades involved in potholes and shit.
It was video games. Video games.
Rollerblades.
It was definitely Frogger, dude.
Well, nonetheless, same thing.
All right. Let him speak. Let the man speak.
It's good. So. This guy and I, we share a hospital. Look at that.
Yeah.
I feel that pain. But you're in the best shape because you're young as hell. You're gonna be like the strongest bionic man ever.
I had way less pins than that.
Pins, needles. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Max.
He had like 15. I had in the computer picture, whatever thing that was like.
Oh, you got a computer picture.
That was like 5. Cool.
Oh yeah, they give you like it's like so an cool. NFT. It's like a 3D thing. You
can so cool. You totally want NFT. One. Totally want one.
It's an MFT, a medical fungible token.
Did you guys put it in a frame? You should put it in a frame.
$50,000, and you're gonna start now if you're gonna want that because it's gonna be sold out on Monday.
Limited edition. How many are you making? Just one.
Shill, baby, shill.
True NFT, just one. Don't you want it?
Yeah. He's like, you watch. It's going to be gone. You better get your bots ready.
50 grand, go.
Yeah, I love that with these NFT drops where people are like, oh, I wasn't able to grab one. But then the next day you see people that have like 10 in their collection. You're like, how? How is that possible?
Because they have bots. So money to burn.
They got bots. I mean,
really, like, we have really created enough income to just burn money into nothing. Yo, who's going to jail? What's going on? Which one of y'all going to jail?
Oh, that's just the Pride Parade, I think, outside. It's crazy outside.
Little Eddie Murphy.
That's funny.
They got Pride in full effect outside on 6th Avenue. It's been like parade after parade. And this isn't even the parade route. The parade route is like on 5th Avenue, which is also closed. Well, no, it's probably open again because they said until 3.
Destroy parade.
So you're on the VIP Avenue.
Nope. Yeah, I'm on the VIP Avenue.
That is crazy loud. That's crazy.
I can't believe you can even hear it, but I guess it's coming through the mic. I have the windows closed.
You sound like you should be dropping bars on somebody's new album with Gunplay. Yeah.
I got a couple projects in the works.
I'm too slow. I had it, but anyway. I was too slow with it. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, Max, you're out of school. You got plates and screws. Headshot.
What the hell?
Shot up the whole record just donezo.
Hey, damn,
this guy
and the siren stopped.
Yeah,
we're not no, the guns are over.
Go
now we're good. We don't have any sirens today. Maybe.
Ooh, damn. All right. It was everyone except Debo. After it was when Debo knocked the dude out of his shoes.
Oh my god. Damn. My back and my neck.
R.I.P. Debo.
Oh,
yeah. Lister. Tony Lister.
Did you know Scott met him?
Oh yeah, where was that?
Scott a T.
Yeah.
Met him. That's cool.
Double T, not one T.
Okay.
Double D?
Double D?
Oh,
two D's.
Scott Double D.
Scott Double T.
Scotty two times.
It's T.
Double T.
Got it.
It's ham.
As in Joan Jett.
What?
Double T.
You know what? Double T. I have one thing to say to you. Wait, what?
He's like, oh, wait, it's not 4 o'clock yet. Yeah, I saw you. You're trying to do your...
Clocking that. I'm clogging this little
side door exit.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
We've lost him.
You see that lamp?
Stuck. My screen is stuck.
Uh oh. We're gonna need to get the IT department in there. We'll be back.
Your screen is stuck. Why stuck from where? Where are you trying to move it?
I can't press a button, for example. Oh, wait, hold on. I have one thing to say to you.
Oh, my goodness. Who taught him how to turn his camera off? Really, though, we got to get over it. Where's his? Oh.
They should have never gave you kids computers.
Peace, God.
Bye-bye.
Is he going to break the fourth wall?
He's going to come over. And
oh, it's my favorite thing he does every time. He's going to come over right there. I'm going to see him.
Yeah, he always does that.
I hear him like in the background.
Creeping through the hood right now.
Oh, he's back.
Keeping us on the toes, man. What are we going to do about that?
We've been 20 minutes, people. 20 minutes.
Well, you're still on the clock, buddy. It's not.
See, I had to get him before he got us.
Curtains for us.
Oh, thank God.
You're with us, man. You're with us. Don't let go.
Did we go through your max facts too fast? Is that really it? Is that what's happening right now?
Zimmerman.
You got that school's out energy. That like.
Yay!
That school out energy is real, bro. That's a whole summer's worth.
Listen, hey, I forgot about that.
What's the most school's exciting out energy thing you're trying to do this summer?
What?
This summer, any big plans?
Okay, games. And this is what also I have. The power of muting myself.
Well, we can not mute it.
We can hear you, though.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're muted.
Wow. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
There we go.
You're the whole show now, buddy.
Wait, what?
The whole show.
Are you feeling uncomfortable? Oh.
Yep.
Played everybody. You never fade to black, dude. But what's your closing monologues? You know, we have video 9 games. Minutes.
Video games.
Closing monologues. So talk to me about video games then. What are you playing right now?
Maybe like this guy should destroy the parade. Thanos.
Thanos.
My brother.
What? Okay. Let me get that glove.
And he also has the power of clucking.
Well, show him. Show the glove. Show him the glove.
What are you, like, training dogs?
That is a damn pin. It's a pin by nightlife.co.
Wait, hold up.
Look. Oh, Jamal.
Yep, Jamal. Whoa. He made the magnetic glove attachment.
That is outrageous. Can I just say that is like
I have one thing to say to you.
Okay.
And yeah. I think maybe, you know, you might have two though.
I think geez, what a trickster. He's like Don Rickles. What's going on right now?
He's out.
What a wind up. Yep, that's his one thing to say. Yep.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good joke. I like that. Like one thing to say, just you know, Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
It's not really Irish goodbye. Guy. Oh,
yeah.
Nice to have you with us. See you next Sunday.
It's 3:58.
Oh, you're off early, buddy.
You're out of here. You're
is this
here
like a painful punishment for you? Yeah.
It kind of is because I haven't been on the podcast for a month.
Oh.
So isn't that a good thing? And you're like excited to be back?
No, it's not. I do want to be on the podcast for 6 years.
Whoa, he's got a 6-year contract that he's trying to negotiate.
What do you get if you do it for 6 years? Then what do we get?
$20.
Okay. You want to get paid in dollars?
Or you want Bitcoin? Ethereum?
You want NFTs?
XRP.
This boy knows. Jesus. Jeez. XRP.
But if you want, it could be Ethereum or you know what? Bitcoin. Peace out. In 3, 2, 1.
All right. There we go.
My guy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What an out of school energy that was.
You know, it's kind
of
like
school energy, bro. That's what this is what the whole topic should be called today. The whole episode.
That's how he is when he's going to bed. Okay, Dad, good night. I'm like, I just said good night to you.
It's the best part of the day. The breaking of the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Out of school energy, bro.
So we have Reed Speed on. We haven't had Reed Speed on for about a year. Mm. What's up, Reed Speed?
What's up? Doing?
What's Speed up to? All right. Cool. You nice know talking.
Yeah. I'll see you later. All right.
That wasn't me. I didn't do anything.
It was me.
I got one thing to say.
Bye.
My bad.
No, I don't know. What's up? I don't know. I've just been working and took my first vacation in 20 months to come here to play that show on Thursday. That was pretty cool.
How was
starting to play shows again?
Was it the first like in-person DJing event for you?
I did Vegas last week.
Well, I heard something was in Vegas.
How was Vegas?
Vegas was interesting. Like it,
full tilt debauchery or like?
No. It was a really private party for like old ravers. So,
oh wow.
It was like 20
ARP sponsor, a little bit of like arthritis medication and some.
It was literally 20 people over the age of 40 in a room with full sound and light production, but everyone was sitting down. And then if every time they liked the songs, they would be like, "Woo!" from the chairs. And there was like two people that got up and danced and they were my friends.
Were you like looking at the future of like rave culture in Vegas, maybe like some lounge shit we might see, some Wayne Newton style, like next level generational shit. Like you're like, hi, well, we got Reed's Beat on the decks and like big sound systems and people drinking. This is great. Love it.
I don't think that's what's going to happen because the people, some of my other friends came and like, I guess I was in the bathroom while they showed up and they were kind of horrified. They were like, I don't know. I felt so uncomfortable. It was just a bunch of old people sitting down. And I was like, dude, this is amazing. And they were like, no, we just thought it was going to be at least a party. And I was like, well, it was a party. It just like, there was no drugs and there was no dancing.
Was there a chair for you at the DJ booth?
No, they were streaming it. They did a live stream with the video with the, so.
Did people all go home and go to bed before breakfast?
No, I don't know like what they did. I left at like 2. No, I left at 3 because I played until 2. They were going till 8 in the morning. I don't know.
Oh, shoot.
Don't know.
There was definitely coffee being served.
The dude whose party it was, apparently in 2000, I had played in Philly at Motion and played a two-step set and like set this guy on his entire like lifetime of rave journey. So he was, that's why he wanted to book me for his private like old people rave.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
It was pretty cool.
Was it a journey through his raving career where it began with you and then, you know, as he got more sophisticated in taste.
What?
I don't know. I don't really know him, so I'm not really sure. I hadn't seen him in like 20 years, so I don't know.
Yeah,
it was cool, though. But Vegas was hot. It was like 120 degrees. We saw people passing out all over everywhere we went, like dropping from the heat. I don't know.
Felt like, oh, humans, look at you. Oh, it's a little hot.
But it's like, so July, I realize I have 6 shows in July, including July 1st. I'm doing like this live stream for Beatport that is, they're building me an avatar in like a virtual rave world.
Like a full body avatar or?
Yeah. And I'm going to wear a motion capture suit and DJ live. And then I'm going to be in this space live, but on the internet. On Thursday at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern Standard.
Do we have like a link we can put in our chat for that? Let's see.
Yeah, let me find the link. I'll find it somewhere.
Search for it. You keep talking. I got it.
That sounds a bit intense.
That's amazing.
Meantime, it's
so what are the shows you doing in July?
That's the first one. And then July 3rd, I'm doing a Twitch thing with L Double. It's like me and L Double. On Twitch, and then July 11th is, God, I'm old. I can't remember. July 11th is I Love LA. July 23rd is San Diego. July 29th, I'm playing Respect, like headlining Respect with CLB, who's like an up and comer, like coming up really fast, like US drum and bass guy. And then the 31st is like this day party in the park in LA called.
Man, LA's in full swing.
LA's crazy. Like they opened last Wednesday and Respect had 350 people on Thursday, like sold out the day after they reopened. And they're not, it's not like, it's not like New York where they're like asking for your proof of vaccination. Like LA doesn't care. They're like, whatever. If you're not vaccinated, that's a you problem.
Okay.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's crazy. It's really hard with the job though to be, like I keep getting asked to play other places, but I can't do it because it's just too long of travel to like be on point for work.
What's your thoughts on travel right now? Do you want to run and travel, or are you like,
how are you feeling the how you feeling the airports right now? They're picking up, man.
I mean, I took my first flight post-pandemic on Wednesday, and it was terrible. Like, I got to the airport, and I was like, oh, Lord, I was not ready for this. Like, what's going on in the airport? Just, like, packed. Half the people with the mask under their nose, you know, little kids screaming, running around, acting a fool. Parents, like, not minding their kids like it used to be, except you're like, plus pandemic. That's not over. Just so everyone's clear, this thing is not over.
With the mask on, that everybody will be a little bit more hesitant to be so wild in the airports,
but they're not even wearing them. Like half the people would just kind of have it like dangling or not really wearing it. Like I'm vaccinated. I don't know. I don't.
Okay. When you're in an airport, remember now you're in America. You're not in the city you're in. You're in America. Okay. So you're in an airport and you're in the federal system of America. And with that, you have people that are coming from all different states, and all those people, there's some real people that do not fucking believe what happened.
I know. That's the part that I don't want. That's what I'm like. I have to think about in all these cases when people want to book me, I don't want to be playing for someone that A, was throwing play graves. B, that is like a hardcore Trump supporter that thinks the election was stolen. Like there's all kinds of things that I'm just like, I don't want to take money
AKA from somebody.
Can I stop you? You said play graves?
Yeah.
The Dusty Raver.
Did you not hear about the plague raids?
Dog. They out there, dude.
That was like the thing of the plague, of the pandemic, was like all the plague raves. And like there's Instagram accounts dedicated to calling out. There's one called Business Techno that really did a good job of documenting all the DJs and companies Jesus that were doing Christ. These events. And put like they have documented proof of X artist going to Tulum and then cases spiking in Tulum the week after the party, you know, that kind of stuff. They were really documenting it. And it was kind of horrifying to watch where you're like, I get it. You don't believe it. But by not even just being willing to like chill for a while, you're saying you literally don't care about anybody at all.
Mm. Well, so like you bring very interesting, like the entire paradigm of people changed, right? Yeah, that's what's happened. Like, you know, and with it, you have to either kind of let it go and just move on at some point, or like there's going to be a split of humans. And it's kind of like when people, you know, when you see a MAGA hat, at least you were like, oh, I know who you are. Okay.
Oh, God.
And now that's gone. Like that concept is gone. They're like, oh, those are off now. And we're like, oh, you're back to being like in the mix of all of us. And we don't know who's fucking a
real But you part, know, excuse me. You can look and you can see the way that people conduct themselves and carry themselves, and you do know. It is very clear. When you're in an airport, you can clearly, sure, some people, maybe not, but like the majority of people, you could see which side of the coin that they're on. You know, people who are just chilling, wearing a mask, you're like, okay, cool. You're here for the common good. It's fine. You're not a problem. But these other people, you're like, it's a problem.
Fucking raging assholes.
And it just like at this point, you know, once I had the luxury of having a real job, I was just like, I don't need to take money from people that do stuff that I disagree with anymore to like make a living. And I don't want to. I don't want to promote that kind of stuff. Like I had someone recently, we were talking about this yesterday. One of our friends is like a total pandemic denier, and he wanted me to play on a stream for him. And I had to say no, because I just don't want to be associated with his propaganda. That's, I don't agree with it, and I can't let you like use my art to promote your like foul agenda.
There you go.
That's real. That's real. And this,
that's real this shit.
So let's. How long do we think this concept? How long is this going to stretch into the future? Like that's really where I'm at. Like we got this reality check, and then it's like, how do you push it?
Well, keep in mind as far as what's going on, and just you know, with the whole COVID thing, most of the people that are ended up in the hospitals in the ER rooms are people who haven't been vaccinated. So that's exactly. One thing. The other thing is these viruses, if these same people just happen to be strong enough for the virus and they mutate, we got another strand to worry about. We got another, you know, the whole
that's
thing
happening. That's already happening for sure.
You know, so that's where it's like the dumbfoundment is. And we even got, we all have friends right now that are like scared of a shot or whatever have you. And you're just scratching your head like, well, how are you going to move around? How are you going to, you know, hurt me? Yeah.
Everyone's so quick to be like, oh, my body, my choice when it comes to not getting a vaccine. But they're like, oh, abortion, not your choice or whatever, whatever else. And you have to remind them like.
Or step on drugs.
Or drugs, right, whatever. They're happy to like take a bump out of someone's random fentanyl-laced pocket bag. But
off a literal toilet.
Off a toilet.
Did you just pull out a dusty linen bag of fun? I'm in.
Hell no.
Ooh, what's that?
Yeah, wow.
Fuck CBS.
You would just think that people would remember we all got vaccinated to go to school. You couldn't go to school. If you didn't have a vaccine, you couldn't go to school. It's not really any different. It's not so, like, I don't believe that this is some like government control propaganda. It's like, dude, this is an infectious disease. We got rid of polio. We got rid of smallpox. Now measles is coming back because
you know what's interesting? This also shows that people, I think, throughout history, there's always been a bunch of kooks that are like, this shit's not happening. And like throughout history, because you know what? Like, otherwise things don't spread. Like, like for real. Like, and we have communication. Then they didn't even know. Like, fools were dying before they could figure out what was happening. Right now we know it's coming, instantly, and we're still like touched. And like, it's just, but it makes me know that forever humans have just been split on belief of everything.
Well, that's because literally there's a huge amount of the population that still conducts their life with this thing that they are guided by faith in God. And they think that God is the most important thing and God is going to protect them and Jesus will save them. So like anybody who applies that mentality to anything else, it's hard to convince them that, oh, science is important, because they already didn't believe it. They're like, no, we lived with the dinosaurs 6,000 years ago. Evolution is fake. Like, God is the only God. Like,
but really, it's not even just that. It's that, but it's also mixed with just, it's literal ignorance and wanting to be right. Okay, so this is the thing. It's prideful ignorance. Because it's not like, it's God when it works for them.
Right.
And then when it switches, it's my doctor.
It's the devil.
And it's this and that. So it's a mixed bag of bullshit.
Right. And no, you're right. They're always cherry picking to justify their stupid viewpoints that, you know, to dismiss all of science as
And that's a human thing. Like we all do it. Want to argue and fucking be wrong? Well, let's dig deep so we don't have to be wrong. And like that can be a human thing. And people got to fix themselves to understand that ain't gonna happen.
No, you know? Not anytime soon, because they honestly, these people believe that learning about the history of slavery, the real history, is indoctrination. And they don't want their kids to learn the reality of what happened, because that means that you're calling all the white people racists.
They're like the new 80s right now.
And they'll gladly take Lexapro and not stop drinking Coke.
Exactly. They'll take all these things prescribed by their doctor and do all this bullshit, and they don't care. They'll look the other way when their pastor's like touching their four-year-old. But, you know, it's a problem if
don't get it.
We just got after it today. We're just angering people. Let's go.
And this too shall pass. No, never mind.
I don't know. This one might not pass. this one might be here to stay.
Yo, honestly, I think we will be taking yearly shots for COVID. We may have to do that. You know,
like a flu shot. But and then that's just the other thing about the shots.
Come in Gatorade.
Dude, these people are like, whatever. And then they're like, but the flu, it's like hardly any more dangerous than the flu. And you're like, bro, do you know how many people the flu kills every year? So you're just okay with 600,000 people dying because you don't believe that this is a problem is okay with you? Like, you're a psychopath. That's not cool. Like, you're right. Maybe it is just like a bad flu, but it's 600,000 people dying. Like, I'm not okay with that.
Yeah. I haven't really heard anybody who actually caught it and was affected say that they rate this over the flu. So, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm shocked at what maybe the I think what people missing on the whole flu analogy is that it's like the flu. It's not the flu though.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And that gets thrown around crazy. Old
internet right scientists.
Yes.
YouTube University. We were talking about that yesterday. Got my doctorate in bullshit at YouTube University.
Yeah. Well, at least the youth, they have a chance at knowing.
Yeah, they can do better than us.
Because they How's go to that? TikTok University.
Okay.
TikTok University has more verifiable videos because, you know, there's going to be stitches and responses.
When it's only remixes. 30 seconds.
Wait, Stitches is on TikTok? I don't use TikTok, so I didn't know he was on there. I thought
no,
a concept.
Stitches as in, like, you take someone's video and you stitch onto it.
Yeah. Not that crazy rapper.
And you look at it while it's
I love Stitches, the crazy rapper. He's so terrible. He's like the worst thing that ever happened to rap music.
Stitches?
He'll never go away. When you tattoo this, you say, I'm never going away.
I'm famous forever in Florida.
No, I'm just can't go away. Got this forever. Gonna be here forever. Till I die.
He paid the dues.
Yeah, he's just foolish.
Yeah, that's too much.
Sorry, I just didn't know that. I didn't mean to divert us away from TikTok.
Doesn't matter. That's what we do here.
So Scott recently, our friend Scott that we were talking about, he recently passed 10,000 followers and whatever amount of million plus videos, and so he started getting paid. He was showing me the other day. It was like 94 cents.
Nice. Ballin.
Like right on. He's That's like, I keep this up.
Scott's yeah, on, he's
like, if I keep this up, I could get it done.
What's his name on TikTok?
It's a real like.
Oh, it's a different. It's what is it? I forgot. Because it's not his name.
Man, I got tired of all the dancing and I just said,
all
right.
All that fucking happiness. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. I'm
all the way up. I'm all the way
up.
So loud.
That is all the way up for real.
That looks like A-Track.
It is.
Oh, I thought you said your friend Scott.
Yeah, but that was just
Scott A-Track. Thing. No, I'm playing.
that's his name on TikTok. man, I don't even know how to find him because it's not his name.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I gotta remember. But Scott's good with those because he's a good like public speaker. He was on Home Shopping Network and stuff like that. He used to host some of those.
Oh, he's not. He has no fear of the camera.
And then he started. They started sending him on like to gigs, like to I don't know conventions or stuff. And he was doing it as just part of his job. And he started talking to some of the other hosts, and they were like, "Dude, are you crazy? You not only should get a bonus for this, but then you're supposed to get a cut." He was like, "What?" He was like, "I just sold 80,000 like some bullshit trinkets," and they're like, "Yeah, exactly." He was like, "Oh, so apparently that's a lucrative business, just shilling all day long on video."
Okay.
Do the little hand shimmer.
The world we live in is terrible.
Sadly, true.
Check out Susie's hand. Yeah.
No.
I always want to do drawing videos where you actually see the hand drawing, but I'm always like, oh man, even when I cut my nails, they look like shit. No.
You just gotta cover them in paint.
I shouldn't
right?
be on camera
Get
with those.
Over you just, it.
You should
Your
just
hand.
Cover them in. You should just cover them in paint or like extra dirty, so people think that guy works.
Right,
You're
right.
Like a dude. You're not a freaking hand model. What are you worried about?
Stop being a girly girl.
No, this Don't is worry about it. This is the number one reason why tough. My videos are not popping.
Your hands supposed to look tough. That's supposed to look girly. It's supposed to look.
Yo, because everyone wants to see the hands, you know. Also, like, yo.
I'm sure you know too, but try out Instagram Reels, man. Reels seems to be a little effective.
Oh, yeah. If I put up a video on Instagram and it's like, you know, 30 seconds, I'll get like 50 views. But if I put it up as a reel, an IG reel in vertical format, it'll get like 1,600. It's like, you can't even compare.
We live in a vertical world.
They really push the reels.
We live in a vertical world.
We live in just a vertical world. People take things in vertically now.
Just like YouTube is starting to push the shorts. Shorts recently became available. And it's the same thing, basically.
So Annie Leibovitz spoke about in her book, like, I shot so much vertical shit because I shot for magazines so much. And I even shot square and, like, thinking vertical, they're gonna crop it. And magazines are a vertical format. You know,
right.
Okay, so... And you think that way and you start shooting that way. And then I read her book and she's talking about how we see horizontally.
Right.
And I was like, that's the way our eyes are laid out horizontally.
Right. Horizontally.
Our eyes are not laid out vertically. Our eyes are laid out horizontally. We in general, and that's why when we watch movies, it's a 16
and wide screen and shit like right.
Okay. And so it just got me thinking. I think about when I shoot at that point, I started to shoot. Mix in more horizontal for myself just to see the difference of how I see the world. It's very different. But now we see vertically and really different vertically, like not like magazine vertically, which is this, but like weird, like long, strange vertical shit. Like,
you think that's like, some small mental idea to sort of make you keep looking at whatever said image is because it's vertical?
No.
People don't want to turn their phone.
I have mine locked, so even if I do turn it, it doesn't turn the video.
Phones are too big. It's awkward. You're like holding something in a very weird way. You know, like this is weird enough. It gets top heavy, right?
It's so heavy. It's so just heavy.
More functional.
Exactly. And people are sitting there going, bang. They don't have to do much. They just... It's easy. It's soft serve ice cream. It's quick, you know.
Oh, that sounds so good right now. I want some of that. Where's Mr. Softy when you need him?
He might holler at you soon.
Playing that racist song. Playing his racist song for his siren song.
Oh, his racist song, but cool.
They don't have the money to rebrand. It's unfortunate.
Somebody did something with it.
They should get a GoFundMe.
A new ice cream tune or some shit like that.
RZA did for good humor.
Oh, for good humor only. Okay.
Wow.
The big money. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he ain't playing around.
Yeah, the Mr. Softy team, they don't really have the money for the RZA.
It's gonna be a documentary on Save Mr. Softy.
But they do license their product, and you can buy a Mr. Softy T-shirt or like the Gap or some shit.
Oh, the strawberry shortcake, my favorite.
Best. Hands down, the best. And actually, you know what's the best? Toasted.
Almonds.
Toasted coconut.
Yeah, those were the kills. I used to kill.
Why does it look like it's a horse? Like getting ready, like hi ho, Silva.
That might be delivery. That might be deliberate.
I'm not seeing it.
Can we get into
stick
bars?
Stickless bars.
Oh, stickless bars.
Stickless bars?
That sounds so dirty. Mm.
Oh yeah, those are good. Oh,
look at them. Product innovation.
It's making me hungry.
Look at all that. Like,
you don't need that. That's not good for you.
No wonder RZA went for
that's really not good for anybody.
No,
but it's delicious.
Oh, Good Humor Music Box Program. Apply for an ice cream truck music box.
Oh, shoot.
That's cool.
Oh, win a free music box. Will you get racist free music, though?
No, that's not Mr. Softy.
That's RZA.
Well, I don't know if it's his. We don't have Good Humor trucks in New York, do we?
No, we don't. Well,
we took action to address a painful part of the ice cream truck's history, helping to replace a popular ice cream truck tune with surprisingly racist roots with a new jingle for a new era by Wu-Tang Clan's RZA.
Oh.
Sick.
So they were part of the crew too then, huh? Everybody had a racist song selling ice cream. Who knew?
There you go. Look, see that? RZA.
RZA is all in it right now. Like, yeah, we're going to change
the ice cream. Can we get that jingle on?
I don't think it won't play. I don't think we'll hear the audio.
Is it an actual jingle?
If you unplug your headphones, you'll be able to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Goodhumor.com. I'll just bring it up on my laptop.
That's so cool. They should put the RZA song in every ice cream truck.
Well, that's what that is. That you could go, you could get apparently the box. We're doing it. We're hacking the system.
Oh, I'm about to expect the dick come in.
Hack that system. Very. Angel dust, everybody. Angel dust.
Yo.
We got to talk over it. We can't get
good humor is not a sponsor of the More Garbage podcast, so
but I think
that's quite enough of that.
Wu-Tang is for the children, y'all.
Cool.
Now, I think
wasn't as good though. I'm sorry, the racist song is a little more catchy
right,
than that
I was
one.
Gonna say. I think the concept and you know the fact that they partnered up with him and they got the like right look going and everything. That's cool, but that doesn't scream like ice cream man is coming.
Well, not for us. Maybe it's a generational thing. Maybe the newer generation won't even.
Well, they won't know if that's
the
all
new
they
generation,
ever hear.
They just ordered from Milk Bar and Seamless.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, the good you fuck that bitch deliver the best shit to my house.
I got like, that. What's got that ice cream? I got that ice cream that comes in the fish looking cone. Oh man, no. That was so good. Max was loving that.
It was
it's
good.
Like some Japanese thing. Yeah, it looks like a koi fish, the cone, and it's made out of
ice cream.
It's made out of like waffle.
Nope.
Mm. It was good.
Can't do
yeah.
it.
Hey, did that ice cream spot around your way survive over on what is it, Kent? On
the Brooklyn Ice Cream Factory right over
yeah.
here. I don't know. I haven't seen them open
yesterday.
I haven't seen them open.
Isn't
like
that
Van
coffee
Lupin.
Shop in the venue? That coffee shop is in the place that it used to be, isn't it?
Nah.
Oh wow.
Nah. Nah. Brooklyn Whiskers is
that was
in a
cool.
different location. Yeah, love that place. I still got some of that key lime dosant. It's a donut croissant. And they make it like there's a different theme every day. There'll be like peanut butter dosant or a dark chocolate dosant. And this one was a key lime dosant. It's pretty weird, but.
I don't really like key lime. I know people love it. I
love key lime. Love that shit. It makes me so we like got it. A couple of minutes left. Anyone want to throw one more thing in the ring? Nope. Okay.
Hold up.
What you got? What you got, Trek?
Real quick, RIP to my man Glenn, who used to shoot all over New York and all the nights. And, you know, he's an amazing dude. He helped my album cover. Just want to give a big RIP. The good news within that is that they were raising money for his GoFundMe because of his passing to take care of all the the particulars. And looked at it today, and he raised his family raised $13K. So that's huge.
Put that link in the chat, Trek.
Yeah. I'll definitely if you still want to go and support, it's there. Give me your moment so I can throw it in. And again, thank you and RIP to my man Glenn, aka Corbin Dallas. Yeah, it's just really unfortunate in these times. So check on your peoples. Check on all your peoples.
More Garbage Podcast, Sunday Crunch. Catch us for a Hot Take Tuesday, 10 p.m. Tuesday night, Eastern Standard Time. All right, y'all. Thank you for joining me, Fubzilla, Reed Speed, and El Traco.
El Traco. Are we